Once upon a happy day, Grandma tied a crisp apron over her gingham dress, and she looked over the rim of her spectacles. She saw a boy who was 5 and a kitten who was frisky, and the boy was named Mike, and the kitten was named Snowball, and Grandma loved them both very much.
"Today is baking day," she said. "What shall we bake?"
"Cinnamon buns," shouted Mike.
"Meow," purred Snowball.
"Cinnamon buns it is," agreed Grandma,
and she got out her blue mixing bowl, and she got out her shining new egg beater, and she got out all those magical ingredients you mix together to make buns so cinnamony. She stirred, and she beat, and she whipped, and she stepped on Snowball's tail.
"Meow,"
cried Snowball. "My," gasped Mike.
"Land sake," said Grandma. And then she had other things to say. "Snowball, I declare you frightened me nearly to death. And if you get under my feet once more, I'll have to give you away."
Of course, Grandma was upset when she made such a threat. And Grandma never once intended to give Snowball away. But Mike thought she meant what she said. And so he went outside and he took Snowball with him and he put her under the porch. And he told her to stay there until he came back. Snowball purred, and Mike left. He crossed Grandma's garden, and he climbed over the white picket fence, and he ran up the road, 'cause he wanted to find Grandma a new pet. He wanted to find her a pet that would not get under her feet. He did not want her to give Snowball away. Soon Mike came to the top of a hill. Below him he could see much activity. A carnival circus had come to town. Oh, Mike was delighted. He was sure he could find a pet for Grandma there. Down the hill he ran, and the first animal he saw was a big gray elephant. Oh, thought Mike, an elephant would make Grandma a wonderful pet. An elephant would never get under her feet. He hurried over to it.
"Hello, Mr. Elephant. I'd like to take you home with me. You'd be a fine pet for Grandma, and if you'll come, I'll ask her to bake you some nice hot bread."
"Great, Ivory Tusks," exclaimed the elephant. "I couldn't eat hot bread. Hot bread would give me indigestion, and there's nothing worse for pet purposes than an elephant with indigestion. Sorry, but I like the carnival circus. I want to stay here."
Mike was disappointed. But at that moment, a kangaroo came leaping by.
"Ooh,"
thought Mike, "a kangaroo would make Grandma an excellent pet. A kangaroo would never get under her feet." Mike caught up with it.
"Hello, Mrs. Kangaroo. I'd like to take you home with me, 'cause you'd be a nice pet for Grandma. And if you'll come, I'll ask her to knit you a nice warm sweater."
"Great Australian picnics," cried the kangaroo. "I couldn't wear a knitted sweater. Knitted sweaters make me sneeze, and there's nothing worse for pet purposes than a kangaroo that sneezes. Sorry, but I like the carnival circus, and I want to stay here."
Mike felt discouraged, but not for long, because he saw a funny little monkey. It liked to make people laugh, and when it saw Mike, it ran over to the bandstand, and it hopped across the piano keys, and it jumped onto the drum, and it leaped to the podium, and it picked up the leader's baton, and it signaled the musicians to play, and they did. Oh, Mike laughed. A monkey would be a very good pet for Grandma. A monkey that moves so fast, he thought, would never get under her feet. So Mike hurried to the bandstand.
"Hello, little monkey. I'd like to take you home with me. You'd be a good pet for Grandma. And if you'll come, I'll ask her to make you some strawberry jam."
"Great golden banana," squealed the monkey. "I couldn't eat strawberry jam. Strawberry jam gives me the hives. And there's nothing worse for pet purposes than a monkey with hives. Sorry, but I like the carnival circus and I want to stay here."
Now Mike was very unhappy. He couldn't find Grandma a new pet. Mike looked around him. Lights were beginning to twinkle, and a blanket of gray had settled all over the carnival circus. Nighttime's come, he sighed. I must go home. I don't want Grandma to worry about me. So up and down the big hill he went, and he climbed over the white picket fence, and he crossed Grandma's garden, and Mike looked under the porch. He called to Snowball. He wanted her to come out. But Snowball was not there, and Mike couldn't find her. He looked behind the rhododendron shrubs, and he looked behind the lilac bushes, and he even looked up the cottonwood tree, but he could not find Snowball. Oh, my, said Mike, and a worried little frown got stuck between his eyes. I guess Grandma's given Snowball away. Tearfully, Mike went inside Grandma's house. Oh, but the tears didn't stay long, for Mike saw a happy sight. He saw Snowball, and he saw Grandma, and Snowball was asleep, and she was purring. And Grandma was asleep, and she was smiling. But Snowball was asleep under Grandma's feet. Well, said Mike, I suppose Grandma changed her mind. I suppose she likes to have a kitten under her feet after all. And Mike smiled a great big 5-year-oldish smile. And then he tiptoed quietly to Grandma's side, and he put his head on her shoulder, and he went sound asleep. Perhaps he dreamed of the big gray elephant, and perhaps he dreamed of the kangaroo, and he might even have dreamed of the funny little monkey. But more than likely, he dreamed of the cinnamon buns, because when Grandma and Snowball awoke, they hurried to the kitchen, and Grandma gave them each a big frosted bun. And they ate and ate, and they laughed and laughed, and Grandma never, ever gave Snowball away. And that's the way the story of the little boy who was 5, and the kitten who was frisky, and the grandma who loved them both very much, came to an end.